Hey everyone, I wanted to take a second to talk about a film called 15 Cameras. It's from Gravitas Ventures. Thank you to October Coast for hooking me up with a screener for that. This is a story about a couple who buy a home, part of a duplex, get a really good deal on it, and are trying to fix it up and rent out the other side. But there was a catch. The catch was that the house had been owned by a serial voyeur slash killer that was called the Slumlord. Now, the Slumlord also owned a lot of other properties. And once he was caught or not caught, they found a bunch of his properties and they found that he had installed all of these teeny tiny cameras all over the place. And was watching people and had been holding women captive in soundproof rooms under some of the houses for as long as 3 years. Now, the reason this is important is because the wife in this couple is obsessed with what is effectively a Netflix true crime series about the slumlord. And she is super paranoid because his body was never actually identified in the flaming van that the police stopped before it reached the border, as he tried to escape. The husband, while working in the other unit, finds a room underneath the utility room in which there's a computer that has access to all of these cameras in both units. Now, as you might expect in a film like this, the husband becomes a voyeur. He watches his wife and her friend, who is staying with them, while she's fleeing an abusive partner. And he kind of becomes obsessed with watching them, and up to and including them in the shower, because there's cameras in the shower. And then he doesn't tell anyone. And then they rent the other half of the duplex, not to one of the many, many fine, respectable customer or possible tenants that come through, but to a pair of college co-eds with no credit. But he kind of winds his wife into, remember when we were just starting out, no one would give us a break. We should give them a break because he's a dirty old man, basically, and he's not even an old man. This film develops pretty much the way you might expect. If there's a voyeuristic serial killer who was never positively identified and all of whose properties were never found, and you have a husband who's kind of trolling down that same road, you have a wife who's obsessed. You can see how all of this is going to play out as it happens. It's not a bad little film. Although it itself almost kind of plays like a Netflix true crime documentary, which I found hilarious. It's available on digital platforms right now. So check it out. It's called 15 Cameras. And it's called 15 Cameras because he watches 14 cameras. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more. Yeah, definitely give it a whirl. It's worth your time. And in many ways, it's a lot of fun, and in many ways, it's kind of frustrating. So, check it out. 15 cameras. Don't forget to like us, follow us on social media, and until we talk to you again, we'll talk to you later.